Moving on, the number of foreigners moving to the Czech Republic has been rising steadily for a number of years. However, the number applying for permanent residence in the country has fallen over the last year. One reason for that seems to be Czech language exams, introduced at the end of 2008, with the difficulty of learning Czech evidently serving as something of a deterrent. Christian Falvey reports.
Citing a report from the Ministry of the Interior, the daily Pravo reports that 20% of non-EU citizens who took the new mandatory Czech language proficiency tests failed them and were thus denied permanent residence in the Czech Republic. That amounts to about 1,000 people since the tests were introduced in October of 2008, but it would seem there are many more people who are no longer bothering to seek permanent residence out of concern they will fail the tests. According to Šárka Svobodová of the Education Ministry, that was an unintended side effect of the exams.
Well, I cannot say this was the intention of the exam at all. The aim was to solve the problem with the integration of the foreigners, not to prevent them from coming here. These tests were introduced in order to help to integrate the foreigners coming to the Czech Republic into the everyday life here, to be able to take care of themselves, go to arrange things for them and be able to live here.
Apparently, Mongolians followed by Moldavians and Vietnamese have had the most trouble passing the tests, despite the fact that Russian is a common second language in the first two of those countries, and speakers of other Slavic languages have an obvious advantage. Thanks to similarities with Czech, Belarusians and Ukrainians have had the highest success rate on the test. Ms. Svobodová says that despite the general concerns, the tests are not particularly challenging.
The exam is really designed in order to help the foreigners to be able to cope with like basic everyday situations, and the exam is not difficult at all. It's a level A1, which really should be the basic level of the foreigners who live in the Czech Republic and who seek a job here.
So why the fear? Pravo reports rather widespread cheating and attempts at bribery. Instructors giving the tests have been firmly warned against accepting the bounteous gifts they are offered. Meanwhile, in larger cities, companies have apparently been found that are providing so-called lookalikes with stronger grasps of Czech to take the exams for the applicants using their ID cards. Marketa Slezakova of the Center for the Integration of Foreigners helps compose the exam itself and says one of the main problems may be the form rather than the content.
Connected with the fact that they don't know the format of the test. They don't know how to fill it in or the type of exercises that are in tests. So if they don't know how to fill it in, then it takes them more time to study it on the place, and then they cannot maybe pass it because of not having time.
Corruption, though, or rather the money spent on combating it, could jeopardize the entire system. In 55 of the schools that offer certification in Czech for foreigners, the two ministries involved, Education and the Interior, are planning to provide anti-corruption training for the teachers. But the Ministry of Finance is not going to give them the funding. For now, that poses a threat to the preparatory services that the ministries currently offer, such as a website and free hotline to advise applicants, and may ultimately lower the standard of the tests even more.
Thanks, Christian. In a moment, it'll be time for the latest edition of Talking Points.